Hello and welcome to the Healed Healer podcast. My name is Nicole and I will be here to guide you on your healing journey. The Healed Healer podcast is a podcast dedicated to the science behind alternative therapy treatments, healing your mind, body, and spirit to achieve the best version of you. I will be here to guide you throughout that journey. I am a therapist that specializes in psychedelic assisted therapy, EMDR, which is eye movement desensitization reprocessing, and psychotherapy with the use of equine interactions. A disclaimer, I am not a medical doctor, and the information in this podcast is my personal opinion. Please consult your doctor before engaging in any alternative medicines. Hello, and welcome to our very first episode of the Healed Healer podcast. Thank you for joining me today. My name is Nicole, and I am your guide and your motivator to get us all on this healing journey. And so what I would like to do for the first episode is just kind of break down what is a healing journey and what that can look like and the different things that can happen or be impacted during that journey. So of course, in the next episodes as we follow, we're going to get into my story, we're going to get into alternative medicines, different therapeutic modalities that are out there. And so you have all of the information that you need to make the most informed decision for yourself, because ultimately it is about you and your personal healing journey. So let's talk about that. Many of us are on a journey towards healing and self-transformation. This could be something that happens after trauma, periods of ill health, endings of relationships, abuse, burnout, or just perhaps because we want to be better versions of ourselves. And change can happen. I want you guys to hear that again. Change can happen. And if we want to look into a little bit of research, so there have been research recently published in Personality and Social Psychology that explored how most of us would like to change ourselves in some way, and that people who were able to do so in ways that aligned with their desires tended to experience increases in well-being over time as a result. So again, this is an interpersonal change that we need to do, and that we are aligning ourselves with those desires that we want. So, with that, though hopeful, these data-backed conclusions don't completely capture the full picture of the healing journey. The good days, the bad days, the hurdles, the uphill struggles, let alone the fact that healing is about so, so much more than just changing something about yourself. It's about tending to those emotional wounds, unlearning the unhelpful thought patterns, grieving, forgiving, and learning. So we may ask ourselves, what can we do to make it a positive and successful experience? So let's start with your healing journey. What are some common misconceptions that can hold you back? It's important to be gentle with yourself and that there is no rush. We talk about healing journeys, it's definitely not linear. And you haven't failed if you find you are revisiting the same issues or feelings. As long as you have awareness and you're taking steps forward each time, that's progress. We have to remember to treat ourselves with kindness. This is more than just a pat on the back. It's a whole shift in attitude. It's key to any journey with healing. But if self-compassion feels out of reach for you, we can break it down into some practical elements, which is what I like to do when I'm thinking about this. So I like to form self-compassion in three main components. So the first one I would like to look at is self-kindness. And this is the ability to refrain from harsh criticism. Wow, that's a huge ask, right? For most of us, it's a huge ask for me on a daily basis. As we get into my story in the next couple of episodes, refraining from harsh criticism and having the ability to do so took well over 30 years to figure that out. But as an a testimony to my story, it can be done. So a second thing that I like to look at for self-compassion is the ability to recognize your own humanity, or the fact that each of us is imperfect and each of us experiences pain. There is no one out there who hasn't experienced pain or trauma in their life. And if somebody is telling you that they've never experienced it, well, they're living in denial. As humans, we are experiencing pain and trauma every single day, no matter how big or how little, right? We have the big T's and the little T's if we want to get into the psychotherapy behind it. But no matter what that is, we all experience pain. And then the third thing that I like to look at for self-compassion is the ability to maintain a sense of mindfulness or unbiased awareness of experiences, even if they are painful. So while you're working on your healing journey, does your attitude stack up against these principles? What do you do well? And what might you need to consider working on as you move forward? As we've all heard, you know, there is more than one way to the top of the mountain, right? It's very empowering when we step outside of that box that we're in sometimes and realize that nobody else has the ultimate answers, because they come from within. We can do everything right. We can access the right support, the right guidance, the right environment for healing and development. But ultimately, this journey is about what works for you as the individual you are. You know, this one, I have to say, this one tripped me up a few times. But when I finally got it, it was a huge turning point for me in all areas of my life. I was searching for answers to my own healing and self outside of myself. But the best insights came from within, especially when I held in a nurturing and supportive space. So maybe you're wondering, how might you be able to find these answers for yourself? There's some things that you can try, you know, journaling, connecting with like-minded people, spending some quiet time reflecting on what you know to be true about yourself and what those things can tell you about strategies that will work. If we're healing from long-term or even lifetime of emotional pain, like myself, it's likely that our journey isn't always going to be straightforward. Oh man, it's never straightforward. If I drew a roadmap to how I got here today, I don't know if I would be able to even know where the starting point was. You might find yourself feeling frustrated. And I think one of the biggest challenges for most is around the concept of time. Right? Feeling in a rush, firstly, can harm your inner process. There is really no rush. And actually, the best shifts and foundational changes occur gently. We often require space and time for the process to take place, and creating that space can be a challenge, but it is so incredibly important to do so. Another challenge is trusting the process. I remember saying that to my clients, just trust the process, trust the process. And I would get eye rolls and huffs and puffs and explicits sent in my direction. But it is true. And clients of mine have seen that they actually have to trust the process. Healing and transformation can be hard work, but it is so empowering and strengthening. Part of that is to find the right support and method of support. Sometimes it takes a few trials or different processes of healing to find the right one. And that's why I created this podcast, is just to look at those different modalities and what that looks like for you. So if the first few coaches, therapists, or courses don't feel quite right, don't give up. Use that insight to guide you to what feels right. An important part of the healing process is not to gloss over our issues and to approach the journey from a place of absolute honesty. Being able to feel that you can be completely honest with yourself and also those holding the space for you will allow much more change and a deeper transformation. Like-minded people have been life-changing for me, and this is probably one of the most significant positive shifts for me. The more that I surrounded myself with people who are aligned, the more supported and at ease I felt going through periods of transformation. Just showing up will support you and find those like-minded people. Ask yourself, what are you doing this for? What do you hope to achieve? What will healing change about your life and the person you are? How it'll affect your relationships, your work, your health, your happiness? Undeniably, the path will be paved with challenges and difficulties, sometimes to the point where it may feel like too much to overcome. But I want you to enjoy it. It's not hard. It's not hard not to want to get to the end. But actually, the whole process is really a lifetime of transformation and shifting towards a deeper connection to the true self. Thank you so much for listening to the Healed Healer podcast. Remember that the journey to recovery is an awakening of our spiritual heart, and we are healing our mind, body, and spirit to achieve the best versions of ourselves with alternative therapy treatments. Until next time.